Good morning. Welcome to worship. We're glad that you are here. Just a few things before we get started. First, I am Pastor Kate Davidson, and joining me today are Kate Florence, who's our seminarian, who is helping to lead worship, and then intern Pastor Miriam, who will be preaching and doing the children's sermon. Just a few things before we get started. First, if you have any prayer requests, feel free to type them in the comments, both on Facebook and YouTube, and then you can also do that on our website if you're watching there. And we will include those prayers as we pray together later in the service. And then also, we're going to do a Thanksgiving for baptism like we did last Sunday, if you watched and worshiped with us then. And so if you do not have some sort of water, either in a bowl or a cup or something, then I would ask you to go grab some right now. So we'll just wait like a minute or two for you to get some water. So water. And then we'll do a Thanksgiving for baptism at the start of the service. So we'll wait just a minute. And so we begin with the Thanksgiving for baptism. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism.
Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and mighty, you are the river of life. You are the everlasting wellspring. You are the fire of rebirth.
Glory to you for oceans and lakes, for rivers and streams, for water from our taps and water from sprinklers. Honor to you for cloud and rain, for dew and snow, water in hospital scrub rooms and water in glasses at our bedside.
God, your waters are below us, around us, above us. Our life is born in you. You are the fountain of resurrection. You are the water that washes us clean.
Praise to you for your saving waters. Noah and the animals survive the flood. Hagar discovers your well. The Israelites escape through the sea, and they drink from your gushing rock. Naaman washes his leprosy away, and the Samaritan woman will never be thirsty again. Doctors and nurses wash their hands, and grocery store clerks wipe down surfaces.
Praise to you for the water of baptism and for your word that saves us in body and in this sacrament.
Breathe your spirit into all who are gathered here in community, even as we are physically apart. Breathe your spirit, O God, and into all creation.
Illumine our days, enliven our tired bones, dry our tears. Wash away the sin within us and drown the evil around us.
Satisfy all our thirst with your living water, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. And so now, if you have water, I invite you to dip your fingers in the water into either make the sign of the cross on your own forehead if you are alone, or you can do it to each other if you are together with someone else. We remember that God claims us and makes us God's own in the waters.
Almighty God, who gives us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit and forgives us all our sins, strengthen us in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. And now at this time, we will listen to Chris play the euphonium. People of God, we say with joy, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, after your death and resurrection, you sent your followers into the world to proclaim your resurrection to the entire world. Send us into the world to bear witness to all you have done in our lives.
Amen.
Our first reading comes from Acts chapter 1. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
All right. Well, now it's time for our children's sermon. So if there are any young people in the room or maybe making their way into your living room or wherever you're watching, now is the time. This is your moment. And so I want to check in with you all and see how you're doing this week. So can you show me, even though I can't see you, can you give somebody else in the room with you a thumbs up if it's a good day, or maybe in the middle, or maybe a thumbs down if it's just not a great day? I think I'm in the middle today. I'm extra tired. I could have used some more sleep. But that's okay. No matter what kind of mood you're in, God is with us. And you know what? We have different kinds of moods every day. So even if you're having a thumbs down day, that's okay. You're allowed to have that kind of day too. Well, so in the story we just heard Kate read, Jesus tells his followers that they are his witnesses. I wonder if anybody at home knows what a witness is or what it means to be a witness. Maybe some of you have heard that word before, maybe not. But a witness is somebody who sees an event happen or watches something take place, and then they maybe write it down or they tell other people about it. They want to share whatever they saw or heard or experienced. And Jesus' followers, the disciples, they were called to be witnesses too. They had seen Jesus come back to life. They saw him appear to them, and then Jesus said, now you're supposed to go and tell everybody else what you have seen and heard and experienced. And you know what's really cool? You and I and all of us get to be witnesses for God too. So if you see something like someone being kind to someone else, maybe somebody giving a hug to somebody, maybe somebody dropping off groceries for somebody else, or maybe at your neighbor's house, those are all ways that we can see God's love happening in the world around us. And when you see that, you can be a witness by telling other people what you saw. So this week, when you see somebody sharing God's love with someone else, I want you to tell maybe your brother or sister, one of your siblings, or tell your mom or your dad. Maybe if you call or FaceTime grandma and grandpa, you can tell them what you saw. So that's your challenge for this week. When you see people sharing God's love around you, tell somebody else about it too. So now we're going to say a prayer. So if you put on your praying hands, and you can repeat after me at home. Dear God, thank you so much for the gift of Jesus and your love. Help us to share the good news and to be your witnesses in the world. And all God's children said, amen. Awesome job, everybody. When I was working with the Ohio State University's campus ministry during my first 2 years at seminary, I learned of an interesting tradition on campus. Every year on Groundhog Day, the movie theater on campus would show the movie Groundhog Day on a continuous loop for 24 hours. And if you made it through the roughly 12 showings of the film without falling asleep or walking out due to sheer boredom, you could win free movie tickets for the whole following year, which is pretty great. But I don't know about you, maybe some of you could do it. I could not. There's no way. I would lose it. And yet, it's been funny because I keep hearing folks say that that is exactly what we're living through right now. Each day blending into the next, and we're all getting tired and bored, and we'd all like to know when something is going to change. Friends, we wonder what's next. We are ready for a new story. We are desperate for some new news or some other news, something that isn't about coronavirus. We'd like to know what the next step is in all of this that's happening all over the world right now. When I hear today's gospel lesson, this sounds a bit how the disciples are feeling too. Jesus has come back from the dead and has appeared to them. And while they are overjoyed with his resurrection, they are also wondering, what's next? Remember, the disciples had thought that Jesus had come to overturn the Roman Empire, to restore God's kingdom of Israel. And when Jesus dies, their hopes are crushed. But with his resurrection, they wonder if now is the time. And so they ask him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? But Jesus responds, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. Oh, how the disciples would like to know when that time might be. And today I get how they are feeling. Because wow, wouldn't it be nice to know when this pandemic will be over, when we can begin to move forward, when we can think or talk about something other than coronavirus? And I'll be honest with you, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of preaching about it. I'm sick of seeing it everywhere, on every news headline, every social media platform, every conversation. With Easter Sunday, there was something to look forward to, a celebration to be had. And now, even though we are still in the season of Easter, we're also still all stuck inside, still living in this weird isolation in fear, still worshiping online, and I'm sick of it. I think, like the disciples, you and I are ready for the next thing. Beloved, God's Holy Spirit is present. The Spirit is at work. She hears our cries and knows our longing for a different kind of world than the one we are facing right now. When Jesus left this world and ascended into heaven, God gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit so that part of the Godhead would remain here on earth with us until Jesus comes again. Jesus says in today's gospel reading, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. The Spirit gives us power. Power to press on. Power to be comfortable sitting in our own brokenness and confusion. Power to hope. You know, the Holy Spirit often seems the hardest person in the Trinity for me to understand, mainly because there's no physical bodily form to look to. God interacted with people through angels, spoke face to face with Moses. Jesus was here in bodily form as a man, but the Spirit, she's a lot harder to pin down, to catch in the act. And yet, the Holy Spirit is here. Even in the midst of our boredom, and our wondering, and our waiting for what comes next. Even in our sorrow and frustration. I have a friend whose mother-in-law is dying of cancer, and this week she went into home hospice care. But before she even got settled at home, her friends were setting up a meal train that lasts into the next couple of months. And then once home, friends and loved ones drove by her house in a great big parade, honking their horns and yelling out of their windows, and they had made signs and had balloons. Friends, this is the work and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Here in Arlington, folks have been stopping at 8 p.m. every night to go out and clap for hospital staff and show their appreciation. There are signs everywhere thanking VHC. Chalk notes on the sidewalks, writing on car windows that says, thank you. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. And there are neighbors who I rarely see out of their houses and whose names I don't know, who now talk with me when I walk by and who know my name. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, strengthening us, inspiring us, drawing us together until the day when Jesus returns. The Holy Spirit is present. Children of God, we are invited to be witnesses. We are invited to tell others what the Spirit is up to. We are invited to record and write down the ways in which God is at work. On Tuesday, I met with some of my classmates for a check-in over Zoom, and my advisor said to us, you know, I sure hope people are keeping journals and writing this down and taking note of what is happening during this time of pandemic. And he's right, because I'll be curious to see what the history books say too. But not just because the times that we are living in are strange, but because being witnesses has always been our calling. You will be my witnesses, says Jesus, in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth. While we wait for the new coming of Christ, we are invited to bear witness to the acts of God, to the movement and whisperings of the Holy Spirit. And there are a multitude of ways that you might bear witness to God's work around you. There's no need to be a documentarian to do it. Tune in to the people and the world that surrounds you. Physically watch what happens. Keep a journal. Record via writing or some other medium the things that you see and hear and experience. And in a more church language sense, tell others what you have seen God doing. Record your story, both of this pandemic experience and your faith in the midst of it, so that someday others can have a glimpse into your life and into the kingdom on earth during this time. Perhaps it doesn't seem like much. Maybe you're thinking, who is ever going to want to read my story? But this is what you are invited to do. To bear witness to what is happening in our world. To bear witness to how God is and continues to be present. You are invited to be God's witnesses for all the world, for all of history. So yeah, we might very well be sick of everything in our lives being COVID-related. I think that's to be expected at this point. But even as we wonder what's next, know that God is still active. The Spirit is still at work, drawing us together. And you are invited to be a witness to that work this week and every day. May you take note of what you see in God's kingdom around you. And may you be God's witnesses. Amen.
So at this time, we're going to do something that we have not yet done as we've been worshiping online. Usually when we are gathered together physically, we have time during the service for folks to share the resources that they have and to offer them to God and to give to the church. So we're going to take a moment to do that, both because we are continuing to pay staff and keeping up the building during this time, but also we are working to ensure that folks in our broader community are cared for as well. And so the money that you give will not only go to help support the people who the church supports regularly with salaries, but also to support organizations like AFAC, which helps feed folks and is desperately in need of money and more food. ASPAN, which helps our folks who are siblings who are homeless, and then also Bridges to Independence, who also help homeless families, and many other organizations here in the county. So I encourage you to give. I'm going to briefly put up an image that is a screenshot of our website, hopefully. It is staring me in the face. So on this is our website, flcva.org, and you see this giant red arrow here. It says Give to Faith. If you click that button, it'll take you to our online giving portal. Also, you can give using the Give Plus app if you've already set that up on your phone, or there's also a link to where that button in the corner takes you to our giving portal in the description for this video. So I encourage you to take time to do that now. And then as you are doing that, we will listen to Sarah sing for us. Alleluia, alleluia, amen, amen, alleluia, amen, alleluia, alleluia, and now we continue with the prayers of intercession.
Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places, both together and separately in our homes, praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Open the doors we close, O God, when we fear those who worship you in different ways. Guide us to unity and harmony so that we may come to respect and cherish our commonality. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Open the paths we ignore, O God, when we prioritize financial gain and convenience over listening to the groaning of the earth. Inspire all to care for the world you have made so that living things might thrive. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Open the rooms we lock, O God, to those who live without a homeland or place or safety. We pray that generous nations offer refuge and peace for all. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Open the hearts we close, O God, to the cries of those in pain. We pray for those isolated physically or emotionally through incarceration, addiction, mental illness, chronic suffering, grief, and all in need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Open the ways of love, O God, in the pursuit of peace throughout the world, and bless the efforts of missionaries, healthcare professionals, activists for women and children, and relief workers, especially those who find themselves in harm's way. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Grant gracious love, calm strength, and patient wisdom to foster families, especially now. Bless the work of the Arlington Foster Care and Adoption Program, our mission of the month, and enfold the children they serve in your loving embrace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of all, for all those who have contracted the coronavirus, for their families, for those in healthcare who care for them, for those doing research to try and bring an end to this suffering, we pray. Be with all leaders, those in government and communities, as they try to find the best way of keeping us safe. Give them clear minds and caring hearts. Be with medical staff and personnel of all kinds. Give them strength in their work, peace as they witness the worst of this pandemic, and health throughout. Be with all those who grieve those who have died, particularly as they do so apart from family and friends. Be with us who are keeping our distance. Give us hope. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Hear now the prayers of the people gathered here, those that we hold in the silence of our hearts, or those spoken aloud.
Holy God, we pray for all those who are in need of healing in mind, body, or spirit. This morning we pray especially for Bruce's sister as she battles COVID-19. Give her health. give her medical team, if she is seeking treatment, the wisdom that they need to help her come through this and to regain her health again. Give Bruce and Iris the strength that they need as they wait for word. Be with their whole family as they look toward the future with uncertainty. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Holy God, we pray for all those who grieve. We pray especially this morning for Fred and for Joyce as they remember Mill on this day, the day of her death. Remind them that you hold them in the comfort of your arms, that, and give them the peace and the knowledge of your presence as they remember her and as they grieve. We also pray this morning for the Brooks family as they grieve and mourn Patricia. And we pray for the Lowe family as they mourn Jane. Give all of them a sense of your presence. Remind them that tears are holy. And be with them as they are in pain. Comfort them. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Open the way to eternal life, O God, as we remember those who have died in faith. Free us from the fear of death, that we embrace the peace you have promised. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light where there was absence of light, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise. By your word you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts, freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness. Forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise. Send your spirit of truth, O God. Rekindle your gifts within us. Renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever.
Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. The blessing of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit surround, protect, and sustain you and fill you with courage.
Amen.
Friends, for our announcements for today, we have a couple. So first off, just a reminder, if you have a confirmation age student at home, or if you are a confirmation age student, remember that we are having confirmation today at 3 p.m. via Zoom. And a link to that was sent out both to our confirmation families and is in the midweek update. So check those out to get the link and to find activities for you to do at home also. Then also just to know, If anyone is looking for masks because you need a mask to wear around, we do have some available. A family that does the goat yoga, they have made some available to folks. And so if you need a mask, you can email the church office and we can get you hooked up with that so that you can go out and do your grocery shopping or whatever it is that you need to do outside. And then also, as you may have heard in the announcement we sent out to the congregation this week, we learned this week that a longtime member, Rose Gable, has died. She did die a couple weeks ago in March, and it was not COVID-related, but just to know that we will have more information forthcoming about a memorial service for Rose. It will be in Pennsylvania, where she was from, and it won't be until after a lot of the restrictions on social distancing have been lifted, but so that you know that announcements on that will be forthcoming about Rose and her memorial service. Then also, this week we have a new opportunity for a weekly check-in. So this week, starting on Wednesday at 8 p.m., I'm offering a Zoom check-in for folks and a way for us to continue to try and be community, even though we're not seeing each other in person. And so we'll meet on Wednesday evenings, every Wednesday evening on Zoom, and have time both for conversation with one another and some time with God's Word and time to just be community in the midst of being apart. So you can check out the midweek update for the link to do that, but that starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. And then finally, our mission of the month this month is Arlington Foster Care and Adoption. And so we have a Temple Talk video to let you know more about the work that they are doing in our community.
Hello, my name is Erica Serrano, Outreach and Recruitment Specialist with Arlington Foster Care and Adoption Program. Thank you, Pastor Kate, for once again inviting us to share our program's needs with Faith Lutheran community. The support Faith Lutheran has provided throughout the year has been very needed and deeply appreciated. Arlington Foster Care and Adoption Program provides parenting for children who cannot stay in their homes because of abuse, neglect, or other family circumstances. Our goal is to ensure that every child in foster care in Arlington is joined with a family in the community, a family that can provide a safe home and trauma-informed parenting while supporting a safe reunification with the bio parents. Arlington County is in special need of foster families for teenagers, children with emotional or physical disabilities, and sibling groups. We also need families for children of African American, Hispanic, and other cultural backgrounds. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Arlington County is following directives in accordance with the governor's office, national and local health systems, and collaboration with the Child and Family Services Department leadership team to provide services to children and their families in need of child welfare services. Please share the message. Arlington children need Arlington families. If you need more information, please visit arlingtonva.us/fostercare. Thank you.
So again, as this is our mission of the month, beyond whether or not you're able to help with physically fostering children, anything that you give directly to the mission of the month will go to support the work of Arlington Foster Care and Adoption, especially during this time of high need.
We conclude with the dismissal. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed, alleluia.
You are the body of Christ raised up for the world. Go in peace. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God. And now we will listen to David play saxophone. Thank you. Thank you for joining us for worship, and we will see you next week.